co-host and extraordinary nutrition wellness expert, Cherise.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Sunday.
What do we have lined up for the month of March?
So for the month of March, we are celebrating women. Women contribute so much to our society, so much to our country, so much to the world. And we just want to celebrate them, their contributions, their achievements, whether it's social, economical, cultural, or political.
And as we celebrate them, know that in all these achievements, there's a wellness component. Keeping our women well, keeping them healthy is a major task, a responsibility of every member of the family, father, brother, husband, even the children too, making sure mom and sister and daughter are well.
Yes.
Going far and wide to get information, including here on Wellness Half Hour, to share with our sisters.
Yes. And so today our discussion is all around women's health and stress.
This thing called stress. Wait till me, stress. What is stress?
Stress has so many factors, so many symptoms where you sometimes feel overwhelmed, you feel fatigued. Sometimes stress can also make you feel tired, gives you headache, just adds so much to the body.
And folks, when we think of stress, it's not only in terms of how we respond to the environment around us. It's tied to the five pillars of wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirituality, how well balanced that is, can create at ease or create some stress.
Yeah.
Your mindset, we'll touch on that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Nutrition, there's foods that contribute to stress and there's foods that help you minimize stress.
Yes.
Your lifestyle is huge also. Are you getting that restorative sleep? Are you exercising? Those things that help you deflate, reduce stress, rebound off stress. And of course, your environment too. Understanding what are the gems in the environment that can assist us in this journey so that what we call stress simply becomes a way to make us stronger, make us sleep longer, and even younger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so some symptoms of stress, just so we understand and can identify. It's important that when you are stressed, you actually express yourself. Let the person or the household or whoever is there with you know that this pressure is just too much.
Recognizing stress symptoms.
Symptoms, headaches. You could have difficulty sleeping. Sometimes you get a bit of tension in your neck, a bit of pain. Maybe your shoulders are up a bit too much. Your back can start hurting. That's also a symptom of stress. Sometimes stress can cause you to overeat. Sometimes it can make you forget to eat. Stress also adds to skin problems. So you may have, whether it's dry skin, whether it's acne, whether it's breakouts, stress
or strange, difficult to even understand skin symptoms.
Yes.
That you use all of the magical treatments out there and they don't resolve these symptoms until you actually change the underlying factors that cause the stress.
Yes.
Last week, there was a case where a daughter reported a mom that when the mother sleeps, her shoulders always are like this.
Up to her ears.
Yes, when she sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter also reported that when the mom sleeps, she sometimes has fights in her sleep and even turns in very stiff ways in the sleep.
Mm.
Is that restorative sleep?
No. You're in that defense mode.
Going to bed with stress.
Yes.
So even going to bed, there are things you ought to do to help the body de-stress, relax, unstress.
Yes, and we'll come to that shortly. There is also alcohol misuse when you're stressed.
Mm.
Yes.
Alcohol, tobacco, and the other recreational things that are not beneficial to your wellness.
Yes. Sometimes you experience a lack of energy. Your stomach may be upset all the time. And then women handle stress a bit different. We're a bit more emotional about it.
Yeah.
And so we may have some anxiety. That anxiety can go in different ways, whether it's that we reserve ourselves or maybe we get very angry easily annoyed, easily angered. You could have depression as well. You could have loneliness or just that feeling of just being overwhelmed.
Hope you all are taking notes, because stress is real. It's happening. If you live in Lagos, it happens literally every day.
Yeah.
Globally, it's an issue that affects a wide range of health conditions. So take notes. We're learning today about how to deal with stress, especially stress on our female component. Mm.
And just bringing some real examples in, I know sometimes as women, our nature is to take on so many different tasks. Only us can do the task or do the task so well. Mm. And when we look at whether you're single or whether you're married, we multitask. Yeah. And we multitask in the office. We'll get to it. We're quite good at that. But then sometimes we take on too much. And sometimes we don't know how to say no.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's...
And often enough, if your boss, whether it's a male or female boss, sees that you're multitasking and doing all the tasks well, guess what they do to your plate?
Give you some more.
With a nice pat on the back. You are such an awesome employer. Folks, in the office arena, this week, this is homework. Mm. Look out for your female colleagues. Take note of those who are exhibiting some of these symptoms. And maybe just take extra time to sit and talk with them. Or let them have a break. Let them take an extra 15 or 30 minutes at lunch. Or even go walk around after lunch. Mm-hmm. Let's make these tips apply this week. And beyond this week too.
And this also applies to people who are married. Spouses, it's so important that you look out for your wives. Mm-hmm. She may be handling everything from the cooking, the cleaning, the washing,
the procurement.
Yes, mm-hmm. The teaching the children as well. Recognize, give her a hug, give her a pat on the back, and then jump in and help her.
I said this at a recent program. If the spouse feels awesome love at home, if the energy in the house is one where she feels her voice is heard, her issues are addressed, there could be 10 dishes to make for that special dinner or whenever. It wouldn't feel like 10 dishes. It would seem like 2, and to flow with ease. If there's 20 plates to wash or there's 20 tasks to do, it wouldn't feel like 20. In fact, it will feel like just 1 or 2, and it will go so swiftly and so flow so quickly that the stress component would be absent. So just the presence of love, the presence of care and listening in the home reduces the stress perception and the stress level.
Women love to feel appreciated. So giving a hug is always important. Having, massaging her feet. Women love that. Yes, and just giving her a break. Next week, I know, is Mother's Day. Mm. So do you have that on your agenda? If you're listening, write it down and get something together for her.
Brothers in the homes, are you writing this down? If you forgot, better set your alarm now. Start to make plans. Whether it's outings or you all are preparing the special dishes or something different.
Mm.
You know, get a... Well, and maybe a package retreat or something.
And there are so many packages out there. So have your pens and papers. We'll go ahead and give you a list of those things on how to rid yourself of stress. And for the men, you just need to be creative. The person doesn't have to be your mom. They don't have to be your wife. Just look out for all the women that are there taking on so many tasks. Now, women, what you can do, number one, is do some deep breathing. You feel overwhelmed. Take a deep breath. Know that it will be okay.
Can we do that now? Do a brief?
Yes.
All right. Folks, we'll do a deep breathing session. We'll call it a 4-7-8. Mm-hmm. For 4 seconds, you take a deep breath. Real deep breath. Fill your lungs, fill your stomach with air. And then... pause for 7 seconds. And then 8 seconds, push all the air out. Mm-hmm. Okay? Good if you're sitting when we do this, if you're standing, fine, but it's better to sit both feet on the floor, preferably barefoot on the bare floor. Put your hands on your lap. And you can do it with your eyes closed or eyes open. Eyes closed allows you to avoid distractions from the visual field. Okay? Empty the lungs. Empty the lungs. Empty the lungs. Now take a deep breath for 4 seconds. Hold for 7 seconds. Push the air out for 8 seconds. In for 4. Hold for 7 seconds. Out for 8 seconds. Push the air out. In for 4 seconds. Hold for 7 seconds. Out for 8 seconds. In for 4. Hold for 7. Out for 8. Okay?
Thank you. That's certainly a stress relief. And maybe you need to have a sticky note and put that on your computer at work so you know the 4, 7, 8.
And you can do it several times a day.
Yeah.
You could tie it initially to activities that you already do routinely, i.e. a meal. Before you do a meal, do the 4, 7, 8 deep breathing. You could tie it to every 2 hours. Even set your little buzz on your phone every 2 hours. Pause and take that 4, 7, 8.
And this, we also tie into mindfulness. I know you just said before a meal, and this is when, you know, in many cultures, you say a prayer, you say a grace before your meal. That's with intent and being mindful. And at that point, you can do your deep breathing before you actually touch that food. And so your senses at that point also gets your stomach ready for digestion, gets your stomach ready for the food that's about to go in.
And you could do the same thing if you have a water schedule. You drink water several times during the day. Pause and do the deep breathing, then drink the water. Even say a prayer too. That increases the energy in the water.
Absolutely, yes. Now, to write down as well, we said deep breathing, meditation is one. Mindfulness. We mentioned massage, and that helps to relax the muscles. Treat yourself, ladies. Treat yourself. Music also helps.
Music is a major one, folks. Many of us have access to music from our phones, from our devices, all around us. And there's all kinds of awesome music, whether it's piano, guitar, instrumental, jazz, reggae, such a wide array of music for us to put that body out of the stress mode. Many of us know there's certain music that triggers certain emotions within us.
Yeah.
Go for that one that creates that relaxing emotion, not the tearful one. Because some music just triggers you to cry.
Yes. And then, of course, rebalancing work and home, whether you have a schedule, prioritize is important.
And when you rebalance and do that schedule, do your best and stick to it. Even let your boss be aware, even your husband be aware that you have this schedule. And in there, you've built time, be it for the children, for your spouse. Let them know that this is very important and it helps make you more productive in the work arena. Make time to talk with the spouse if you're married or with the children, or call mom or others. Make time every day, just that call time, to check on others. It also helps to do what? Release stress.
Yes. And, you know, it's so important when we look at the family. You may have little children, young ones, whether they're age 2 to 5 or 0 to 5. Children know when you're stressed. I mean, we've had the example of a breastfeeding mom being stressed. Mm. And that means the milk that she's producing will be, it's almost like a stress milk. So by the time the baby gets that milk, it will cause the baby's stomach to be upset.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That also occurs with moms who are pregnant. If a mom who's pregnant is always or very often under stress, the body secretes the stress hormones like cortisol, which cause your sugar levels to go up, affecting not only you, but also the beautiful baby within.
Yes. Wow. And if you have young ones, toddlers, you can tell your toddlers that, listen, mommy needs a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you give them a timeout and say, no talking, let's see who can stay quiet the longest. That timeout for mommy is also important, even if it's just 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
And if dad is around, you can be the enforcer of the timeout. All right, children, it's mom's timeout.
Yes.
Mom's door is closed. Let's go do something else.
Yes.
Let's go play, what, bingo?
Bingo, any card game, go outside.
That's like old school, right?
Old school. I was like, bingo.
No. Give mom the quiet time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise is one of the big things that helps to reduce stress levels.
Yes.
Reduce levels and also build you up so that you are more of a defense when it comes to stress. In other words, it makes you more prepared to even encounter stress.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, eating healthy.
Mm-hmm. Eating healthy. Those thoughts, pleasurable thoughts. Making time when you meditate to have those pleasurable thoughts. On eating healthier. I know we've touched on foods that cause stress or foods that add to stress in the body. You want to mention maybe two or three foods that add to stress?
There are quite a few. Two or three processed foods can add to stress.
High sugar foods
gives you a quick high, yes, and brings you right down.
Yeah, even alcoholic beverages also do not really lower your stress level, though we think it does.
Mm-hmm. Caffeinated beverages, yes. And of course, it's important that you're drinking your water. Be on your water therapy.
Hmm.
We must be intentional about our health, especially as women.
Yeah.
Connecting with supportive people, very important. And if you feel that you're stressed to the point that you need counseling, it's important that you just get it.
You're listening to Wellness Half Hour, and we're talking today on stress in particular and how it affects
women. Mm-hmm.
You can join the conversation. Our number here is 0700 923 923 923, or send us a WhatsApp or Telegram on 0817 313 6193, 0817 313 6193.
Yes, we also mentioned things like laughter.
Yeah.
Laughter to those who make you laugh, or if you watch something or listen to something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the laughter helps decrease stress.
And there's tons of laughter stuff online.
Yeah.
And that's Google University. There's laughter programs out there. You have friends who make you laugh. And guess what? You can just sit and trigger a laughter by yourself.
Exactly.
Not that you're cuckoo, but you can just start laughing by yourself. Oh.
Yes. Sleeping enough also decreases stress.
Mm.
And we know that if you're not getting enough sleep, that can contribute to so many different health issues. Journaling also helps.
Writing
down.
Any particular journaling style or journaling focus?
However you want. You can start with things that you're thankful for, people you're thankful for.
A gratitude journal. Wellness half hour.
Lighting a candle, creating the mood in your room can also de-stress you.
Yes.
Aromatherapy.
Yes, number one.
Yes.
Listen, aromatherapy is not a new thing.
No.
It's gone back long, long. Ancient cultures have known about aromatherapy.
Yeah.
These chemicals or these substances in the aroma and the fragrances.
Mm-hmm. Essential oils and stuff.
Yes.
Awesome. They have impact on our various centers in the brain, our calming centers, our depressive centers, you name it.
Yeah.
These oils are powerful.
Yes, and these oils include things such as the chamomile oil, the lavender,
yeah,
peppermint,
geranium.
geranium,
eucalyptus.
Yeah. Yes. There is a stress technique that we often use on our clients where you can put some of that essential oil mm-hmm. in the palm of your hand, rub it together, and really massage the bottom of the feet.
The bottom of the feet.
Yes. That helps with relaxing, helps put you to sleep.
Mm. For the brothers who are listening, for the men listening, I hope you all are taking notes because you're getting exam, for towards next week. Yeah.
Yes. Bonding with your family, your friends, mm-hmm. your spouse, also very helpful.
Wow, that's quite a lot.
Yes.
So with so much that we can do at our fingertips, and many of these really costing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Truly, we can really minimize the impact of stress in our lives.
Yeah.
Or help our spouses, help our sisters, help our moms deal, cope with stress and help them even to unstress.
And Doctor, you mentioned under the five pillars of wellness how mindset ties in. Mindset, yeah. Spirituality, mm-hmm. where you're being forgiving.
Mm-hmm. Where you're being forgiven. Acts of goodness, going out and delivering acts of goodness also reduce your stress.
Yeah.
It's very strange to explain it.
Phenomena.
Well, we know those acts of goodness cause an elevation, an increase in your wellness hormones, your wellness neurotransmitters, those things that are making the body that keep you well and healthy.
Mm.
We mention them often. Those, the endorphins in your body, the serotonins that you make within. There's much more. There's oxytocin, there's dopamine. All these things actually help you overcome, deal with, release, and block away stress.
Yeah.
Acts of goodness.
And acts of goodness can be as simple as you carrying someone's bag, carrying the groceries, carrying mm-hmm. the market items.
Opening the door.
Yeah.
Saying a kind word.
Kind words.
Kind word, mm. Yes. I love your hair, Ego.
Thank
love
you.
Love the color.
Compliments.
Yes.
You see, acts of goodness have a 360 impact.
Yeah. Like you said, it's about creating balance, right?
Yes.
It's part of it.
Yes.
That's why it has that effect on us.
On you who delivers the goodness, on the recipient of goodness, and everyone who witnesses an act.
Everyone benefits. Amazing.
So you can lower the stress in the office. But in fact, create a challenge in the office. Who can deliver acts of goodness, the most acts of goodness in the next week?
Yes. And if you're having any issues or concerns regarding stress and want more information, follow us on our Instagram page, Carib Health NG, and also on Doctor's page, Dr. Patrick Ijeweri, on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm told I have a page now.
Yes, you do. Yes, and if you need someone to speak with, you just need a bit of help, because counseling also helps. Speaking about whatever it is also helps. Absolutely. If you would like to be part of our programs, just send a message to 0809-668-4455.
And yes, we have a variety of programs, both challenges through phones, challenges, programs on Zoom.
Programs to protect your health. Oh. And these are free programs. So if you'd like to be on the program this week, 0809-668-4455. Give your mom a hug. Give grandma a hug. Say a kind word to others.
We've had this talk before, guys and ladies, about taking one day and just loading that day with kind words, compliments, just sharing goodness around you. And take it a step further. Maybe next weekend, go with the family, go with the children, go to an orphanage, go to a motherless baby's home, go to a place, a shelter where battered women are cared for. Even go to the psychiatric hospital, go to those places where people are lonely, and just deliver acts of goodness, words of goodness, gifts of goodness. And that will help you release your own stress.
Yes. Helps you to focus on something else. So for the month of March, we continue to celebrate Women's Month, their achievements, their contributions, so much that women do and hold as a backbone to the society and also as a backbone to men.
Yeah, that's true.
That is very true.
That's true.
Well spoken here, yeah.
But it's true. I remember seeing a video this week. A man posted it. Apparently, he decided to take on his wife's chores for one day.
Awesome.
He did everything from money throughout the day. He did the cleaning, the cooking, everything. And by the end of the day, he said he made up his mind that women were by far more, as in superior to men. And without them, they'd die. Because he was like, he did this for one day and
he was exhausted.
He was totally exhausted. He couldn't imagine how his wife did that every day and also went to work.
Yes.
It was like, how did she do it?
Yes.
All right, listen.
He had a new appreciation for his wife and women in general after that.
So that's the challenge this week.
This week, exactly. You guys.
Well, it was. He said it. It was a video. He actually said it. I'm just sharing because I saw it. Okay.
So, guys. Pick a day this week where you do all the things your wife does at home and however else you can. And then,
in fact, we will challenge you to do that this week and share with us next week, Sunday. Yes.
Dr. Patrick will share his.
Yes, he will first.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, folks. It's been another delightful, fun afternoon here on Wellness Half Hour. We've given you platforms. You can reach us with concerns, questions. I know some people are shy to call on the radio. Reach us after the radio program on 0809-668-4455.
Follow us on our pages, Carib Health NG on Instagram and also at Dr. Dr. Patrick Ijewere.
How is Ijewere spelled?
Ijewere.
Okay, so I now have a page. All right, you all start populating the page or let those numbers run up. Lobby so.
Yes.
Thank you all. You all have an awesome, blessed day to the listening family of Inspiration FM. Really inspiring family.
Happy Sunday.
All right. Well, that's it for Wellness Half Hour. You want to stick around for Saying It With Me?